Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. Happy June 1st. I cannot believe we are 6 months into the year. Somehow it's flown, but also like crawled by. I don't know how we got here. Anyway, it is kind of the first month of summer. Summer begins this month. I feel like I know summer officially starts June 21st, but in my book, June 1st means the beginning of summer, and I'm just so excited. I probably shouldn't be doing this, but a little drinking ASMR for you. I should not be drinking right now. I'm not drinking alcohol. I must disclaim that because you can't see me. This is not a video, but I am drinking an energy drink right now, and I have no business doing that because it is literally 6:45 at night in the evening. And I don't know, I kind of just wanted to record a little bit later in the day because I feel like sometimes when I do it midday, my energy is so low and then it kind of like dips back up. For me, my energy really takes a beating around 3-4 p.m. And then once like 6 p.m. hits, my energy is magically back. I don't know how I get so much energy at night. I will get the biggest burst of energy at like 10 p.m., which is just really inconvenient because I'm like, where were you this morning? Where were you this afternoon? I do not need to be energized at 10 p.m. So then somehow at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock sometimes, I'm always like doing all this stuff that I had no motivation to do during the day. But anyway, I truly have no business drinking an energy drink right now, but I'm drinking an Alani Nu Berry Pop. It's like the Addison Rae collaboration that they did, and it's pretty good. It's not my favorite, but I kind of just wanted to sip on something, I guess, and this was the only thing that was like cold in my fridge. So I was like, great, my first choice was definitely gonna be a juice box, but I ran out of those. Anyway, I hope you all are doing well, having a good day. I just had the most summer day ever. My mood has been, I don't know, kind of like weird lately, and I feel like I've been in a little bit of a rut. I haven't been like super upbeat and like, I don't know, I've just been feeling a little off. I literally feel cured after today. I went to the beach and it was such a nice day. It was like one of those days where there wasn't a cloud in the sky. I had stuff on my to-do list, but I'm gonna have to do it later because I just cleared my schedule. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have a beach day. It needs to happen. The weather is too good for me not to go outside right now. And so I spent a couple hours in the sun, swam for a little bit. The ocean was so clear. It felt so good. I ate some brie cheese and like this little chip thing with it. It was very good. Had some oranges and kind of just laid on the beach for a long time and swam, and it was so nice. I just love days like this because it just feels so, like the vibes are just so good when you spend all day in the sun. And then I came back home, I took a post-beach shower, which just hits so differently than any other shower. After you like kind of have a little bit of like a sunburn, your skin, you know, is feeling a little sun-kissed, and then you go and take a shower, you get out and you're just like, this is the best feeling in the world. And so anyway, I'm just feeling super good. I just am in such a good mood. And I was like, you know what? It's time to chat with the On My Mind listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm actually really excited because we are going to do an advice session number 2. I just did one maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago and you guys really, really liked it. Do I always give the best advice? In my head, I think so. But you know what? You can just take this advice with a grain of salt. This is just one person's opinion. You don't have to listen to me. Sometimes it's hard to give super good advice since I'm only getting like a little bit of the story, and sometimes I don't really get the backstory of things. So take what you want from the advice that I give in today's episode. I'm not gonna hate you if you don't listen to me. Well, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. With that being said, let's get into the advice. I have 172 emails that I have not gone through yet. And so we're going to try and get through as many as we can. I'm really crossing my fingers that none of this advice is outdated. And hopefully the advice that you guys needed wasn't urgent. We'll see. Anyway, let's begin. Dear Ava, first of all, I love the podcast so much and I turn it on whenever I work out, go on walks, or need to get stuff done. I'll try to keep this short and sweet, but let's see how this goes. My best guy friend since the beginning of high school moved 3 hours away in the middle of our sophomore year. We would text and sometimes he would come over and hang out. A few months later, everything shut down and we were both stuck at home. We didn't text as often for the first couple months, but come July, he confesses his feelings for me over text. Oof. Confessing your feelings over text? Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. Anyway, moving on. I admit to having feelings for him too. The next morning, I essentially texted, "Never mind, hope this doesn't ruin our friendship." We keep in contact over the next year or so, but not like before. Now I'm a senior in high school and we ended up reconnecting and going on a date in April. It was a fun date, dinner, dessert, and a movie, but as soon as it was over, I realized that my feelings for him weren't what I thought. We still text and have another potential hangout slash date planned in May, but I don't know when or if I should tell him how I feel. He's a really great guy, but our chemistry doesn't go beyond platonic. Hope you enjoyed my emotional confusion, and if you have any advice, please share. That's a tough one. But honestly, I feel like the best thing you can do is be honest, because you definitely don't want to lead someone on. You wouldn't want someone to lead you on, because that is genuinely the worst feeling. And so I think since you guys do have a good friendship, you should just tell this person. I know it's hard. I know sometimes it's awkward and you don't know if you're going to hurt their feelings. You don't know if you're going to ruin the friendship. But I feel like it would be so much worse if you didn't say anything. That being said, you asked for advice because this was going to happen in May. And unfortunately, this episode comes out June 1st. So would love an update. Please DM me on Instagram if you ended up going on this date. Hopefully they're understanding and you guys can still be really good friends. But I just think honesty is the best policy with that. And if it were me in his shoes, or if it were you in his shoes, I feel like you'd want you to tell him how you really feel, because leading someone on is genuinely the worst thing ever. And I would know. It's the worst. Hi, Ava. I just want to start by saying that I've really enjoyed your podcast so far, and it was so great having something to look forward to in the middle of the week. Now, I'd really appreciate some advice on how to deal with the feeling that I don't deserve what I receive. For a bit of context, I'm currently a student, I'm working part-time, and while I don't particularly feel lazy or not hardworking, I still struggle a lot with accepting the fact that I deserve good things to happen to me. This kind of affects every area of my life, and it scares me to death that it might turn my friends away from me, as the whole deprecating thing could get annoying for them. Again, love the podcast and can't wait to hear the next episode. That is such a valid feeling. I feel like I've been there. I think sometimes it stems from just being a humble type of person. And so you don't want to rub your successes in other people's faces, but I think you can still be proud of yourself without being braggy or being someone who's like, look at me, look what I achieve. And I think you have to kind of find that balance where you can be proud of yourself and happy for yourself, because you never want to have your brain tell you that you don't deserve things, because I feel like that can just lead to a lot of self-doubt. And that's not a good feeling to have. I think everyone deserves good things. Good people deserve good things. And so I think the most important thing is, I don't know, surrounding yourself with people who are going to be proud of you, even if you're achieving maybe more than them or different things than them. I think that's a really important thing, because sometimes it's really easy to downplay your success when you're around people who don't cheer you on and aren't proud of you and happy for you. But I think you kind of just have to drill it in your mind that you do deserve good things. And you have to keep telling yourself that until you really, really believe it. Hi, Ava. I love you and your channel so much. You are such a queen. And here's my question for you. I've had a crush on the same guy for fully about 5 years. It's been on and off at points, and I had a boyfriend at one point, but after we broke up, my crush on the same guy came back. All my friends think he likes me, but I have no idea how to even have that conversation. Any suggestions? Also, again, I love you so much. I love you too. And girl, I feel like the answer is so clear. You need to be honest with your feelings, because if you've liked this person for 5 years, girl, that is 5 years too long of waiting to tell someone. I mean, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to say, oh, I don't like you like that. And okay, it's over. You can kind of like let that dream go in a way. But if he likes you back, then maybe it'll be the best thing ever, because you've liked him for so long. And I think you have to give yourself that opportunity to explore that relationship, because life is too short to not tell someone that you like them. I mean, looking back on my high school years and stuff, I'm like, why was I so scared to tell someone that I liked them? Because in the grand scheme of things, and even in the future, when you look back on your life, it's not going to seem like as big of a deal as it seems now. Because I know right now it's so scary, because telling someone that you like them is scary, and I totally get that. But sometimes you just gotta say, F it. I still refuse to say the F word on the internet. I'm still trying to get over that. But literally, no, you just gotta do it. You got this. You have the support of all the On My Mind listeners. Tell your 5-year crush that you've liked him. The worst he's gonna say is, oh, I don't like you like that. And then you can, you know, try to move on from that. You don't wanna waste another 5 years of your life crushing on someone and not explore that operation. Hello. You don't want to not explore that experience, because who knows what may happen. Hey, Ava, I have been really needing advice. So I was texting this guy and we were getting along really well. And then all of a sudden he just ghosted me. He stopped responding to my texts and completely ignored me every time I would text. What do you think happened? I keep thinking it's my fault. Maybe I did something wrong, but I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't interested anymore. What are some advice you have on that? Thank you. I've been loving your podcast, by the way. Thank you so much. So glad you like the podcast. And oh my gosh, let this man go. You deserve someone who is going to give you the attention and love you deserve. And who knows what's going through his head? Sometimes, I don't know if you're in high school or college, sometimes boys have no idea what's going on in their own head. They don't understand their emotions. And sometimes they act like asses. And unfortunately, I think this is a really universal experience for people who date men. Sometimes men can be really shitty, and sometimes you don't get the explanation of why they ghosted you or why they acted a certain way, and it can be really frustrating because you don't have those answers. But sometimes them treating you like that is the answer to just leave them, because you don't need an energy like that in your life, and you deserve someone who's going to respect you enough to give you their honest opinions and like tell you straight how it is. Like, if they don't like you, they will tell you. They're not just gonna like ghost you and let you piece together the rest. No. I guess my advice on this is to start the process of moving on and letting go. And I know that sucks, but trust me, you do not want someone like that. Hi, Ava. What's your advice on getting over a friendship? I feel like there's not many people who talk about friendship breakups, and it's such a common and important thing that should be discussed more. Did you ever lose a friend, and how did you get over it? Also, I really like your podcast and have a wonderful day. Oh boy, I have definitely been there. I have lost quite a few friends over the years, and it's a normal part of life. I definitely want to validate you in that way, because it's normal to go through friendship breakups. They're definitely really hard though, and they suck so much. Sometimes they hurt as much as or even more than a relationship breakup, because when you have friends that are super close to you, best friends that feel like family, it literally feels like you're losing a part of yourself when you go through a friendship breakup. And so I know how you feel. It's literally one of the worst feelings to go through, because you're like, what do I do with myself now? They're really tough. And I don't think there's one specific answer to getting over it, because I think it takes time and it takes getting to make new friendships to kind of fill that like void that you feel when you lose a friend. I don't know. I think everyone deals with this differently. Some people might try to fill that void with a new best friend and have someone kind of fill that spot right away. But personally, I just tried leaning on other friendships, maybe investing more time in friendships that I hadn't really invested that much time and like energy into, and kind of lean into those a little bit more. And I also think it's just really important to become your own friend, which I know I say so much and it's so cheesy, but it's true. Sometimes when you lose a friend and you lose a part of yourself, I think you have to kind of look inward. Everyone deals with this situation differently, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel out your feelings, even if no one else gets it, because I know and I understand how hard friendship breakups can feel. I think it's good to know that it's not the end of the world. You haven't even experienced some of your favorite friendships in life so far. And I think that's really promising, because sometimes it just feels like the end of the world, but I promise it's not. Hey, Ava, first off, thank you so much for starting the podcast. It's honestly my favorite ever, and I've enjoyed every single episode. It's so, so good and incredibly helpful for me. That is so sweet. Thank you so much. Anyway, for the advice, what's your best piece of advice for making the change to moving out of your parents' house? I will be going to college this fall and I'm so nervous about moving out. I figured since you've recently moved out, but not too far, it's a similar situation to mine. Thanks so much again for making your podcast. Oh yes, the moving out process transition can be really tough. I know so many people that go off to college, you know, you expect it to be this easy like transition, and sometimes it's just not. Some people really struggle with being homesick and missing their old life and not knowing how to make their new life their normal, because you're used to something for so many years. And then when you move out, it kind of feels like you're pressing the restart button because so much in your life changes. I think the biggest thing for me when I knew I was about to move out, I really tried to spend as much quality time with my parents and my dog as possible. I still see them. I go home like once, maybe twice a week, but I used to see them every single day. And so it's still hard. And sometimes I, you know, get a little bit sad. I'm like, wow, I'm never gonna get that part of my life back. But when I was in that moment before, maybe like a month before I knew I was moving out, I really valued and treasured and prioritized quality time with my parents and soaking it all in. It's really easy to wanna like rush the process and be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I move out, and then not even enjoy the moment that you're in. But I promise when you move out, you realize how special the moments at home are. And so I think it's really important to cherish that while you can. But after you do move out, I think my best advice is to find really good friends that make your new place feel like home, especially since you're going to college. I feel like you're going to be making a lot of new friends. And so you can really lean on them when you feel homesick and find friends that make you feel comfortable and good. For me, I don't really have that like college setting, and I'm not really in like a dorm where I would have other peers around me. But what's really important for me is keeping in touch with my family often and texting them, calling them, staying connected like that, I think is super important. And we're lucky enough that we live in the world today where technology exists and you can literally FaceTime someone and feel like you're with them. If you do feel homesick and sometimes you need to just cry it out and mourn that part of your life, then that's what you need to do. Sometimes you need to feel your feelings. But just know there is so much to look forward to with moving out. It's gonna be so fun and amazing. You will have moments where, you know, you feel sad about your old life and like leaving that, but there's so much excitement to come. I would just say that you should definitely enjoy where you're at and enjoy your time at home while you can before you leave. Okay, so clearly if you're listening to this podcast right now, that means you like listening to audio content. So I'm very excited to say that this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Audible. I am genuinely so excited to talk about them because I think being able to listen to audiobooks is such a cool thing, especially if you're someone who isn't super into reading a physical book, but you really want to listen to the stories. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one app, and that app makes it so easy to listen anytime, anywhere. That's the one thing I think is so unique about Audible, because you could be working out, traveling, driving, walking, whatever it is, and still be able to listen to your content. Convenience is everything to me, and I think Audible is super convenient. They offer a huge selection of audiobooks across every genre. If you've followed me for a while, you know I'm a big Colleen Hoover fan. She's one of my favorite authors. But let's say if you're not really into reading, but you still want to know why her books are going so viral on social media, you can listen to the audiobooks. Some of her most popular reads are It Ends With Us, Ugly Love, and there's so many more, and you can listen to the stories on Audible. Not only is there audiobooks, but there's also thousands of podcasts that you can listen to, including On My Mind with Ava Jules. It's just such a cool platform. I love listening to things. I love audio entertainment, and so Audible is chef's kiss. If you become an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. And members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. If you're interested in getting started with a free trial, you can visit audible.com/Ava or text Ava to 500-500. That's audible.com, audible.com/Ava or text Ava to 500-500 to get started with a free trial. Go check it out. I think Audible is amazing and you will definitely love it. Hey Ava, I'm so happy and excited that you have a podcast. It's definitely your thing. That was a really aggressive scream. I'm just so happy that you said that. Thank you so much. I want some advice on boys. I sit beside this boy in English class. He is so nice and attractive. I went to a party the other day and he was there, so we talked a lot. I really like him, but I don't know if he feels the same way. And I wanted to ask him before it's too late, meaning I don't want to become friends with him because if I do, it might not ever happen. I also don't know him that well yet. What do I do? Interesting dilemma. It's not a bad thing to have a friendship or to have like a relationship start off as friends. I think sometimes that's one of like the best ways to be in a relationship with someone, is if you have like that bit of friendship beforehand. I don't think it'd necessarily be a bad thing to become friends with him, because sometimes when you just hop into a relationship with someone, I don't know, I feel like you just build so much of a deeper connection when you're friends first and you get to know each other better on like a friendship level, which I think is really important before you get to know each other on a relationship level. Again, everyone's different. Being friends before is a really, really good thing, and you can get to know them before you even hop into a relationship, because you never know. If you don't know him as a friend, you don't really know what to expect when you're in a relationship. So I definitely think personally I would nurture that friendship, be friends with them for a little bit, and then if you still like him, maybe bring up the topic of, hey, do you like me? Because I like you. And sometimes, honestly, with a guy, you'll be able to tell when you're friends with them if they like you like that. I feel like they make it very clear. And so sometimes without even asking, you might be able to get your answer just by how they act, because sometimes it's very easy to tell with boys. Hi Ava, I recently just got a wonderful job opportunity. TBH, I finally feel like this is my big break. I've been working so hard. However, I still feel like I'm not worthy of it, or that HR will suddenly rescind their offer because they'll know I'm really not that great. How do you deal with this, and how to feel grateful for the gifts the universe gives you, i.e. a job that literally has everything you've been wishing for? I don't even have to think about this answer. To be honest, this is my advice to you. They picked you for a reason. There was probably other people that they interviewed that they didn't want. They chose you, and they chose you for a reason. I, again, with one of the first advice questions that I answered in the beginning of this podcast, my biggest thing is to not let that self-doubt creep in your head and just know that out of everyone, you were the one they chose. So clearly there's something very special about you that they want, that they need. They wouldn't have picked you if you weren't the right fit. And so you have to tell yourself, you have to believe that you're meant to be there, because it wouldn't have worked out like that if you weren't the one that they wanted. Because I feel like when someone hires someone, they're not just gonna do a shitty job, you know, looking through like applications and stuff. They're really gonna make sure it's someone they need and that they want, that they like, and that was you. I definitely think you should feel really proud of yourself. If you've been working so hard, that is amazing. And things fell into your lap perfectly because it was meant to be. And it's not too good to be true, because you deserve it and you need to tell yourself that and believe it. Hey Ava, I'm obsessed with your pod and everything you do. I'm in serious need of advice. I'm 17 years old and everyone my age seems to be partying all the time, but I just don't like going out at night. Every time I get invited to a party, I feel pressured to go because it's what I should be doing as a teen, but it just doesn't bring me joy. What would you do? Thank you for everything. You are so sweet, and I have definitely been there. It's kind of the worst feeling when everyone around you is doing stuff that they think is fun, but that you don't, and so you feel pressure to go. There's nothing wrong with like partying. To anyone who likes to do that, that is great. That's amazing. I'm never gonna like judge someone. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if that's personally not you, I don't think you should feel ashamed or guilty of it. I deal with this a lot because I'm 21 and a lot of my friends are 21, newly 21. And that's kind of like the thing you do when you're my age, is like go out and club and party. And personally, that's just not what I enjoy. I'd rather like stay in with someone I love on a Friday or Saturday night, make some pasta and watch a show or watch a movie and like spend quality time. And I don't know, just do stuff like that. That's stuff that brings me more joy. And I don't think there's any shame in that. It's definitely taken me a while to become okay with that instead of always just giving in and going, because I never enjoy myself when I force myself to do something. I know it's so hard, especially because you're 17. It's really hard when all your friends are doing that stuff, and you can definitely easily get FOMO or feel like you're being left out and missing out on the fun. But if that's not what you enjoy, that's just not what you enjoy. And sometimes you just can't force yourself to do that. So I don't know. I think if there's ever a point where you do feel the urge to go, go. You can change your opinion and change your mood. Like if you want to party one day and you don't usually, then great. But if you don't feel like it and everyone's pressuring you to go out, don't force yourself to do something that you don't want to do, because typically when you do that, you just end up having a shitty time anyway and you're like, why am I here? That is literally my least favorite thing. When I give in to people saying, oh, come out, let's do this, let's do that, and I really don't want to, I never enjoy myself fully. And so I'm like, what's the point? But if you do still want to like hang out with your friends and not do that, I think maybe plan something else that's like fun to do. You know, make the plan yourself. It doesn't have to be partying, and you can hang out with your friends and spend time with them that way. It doesn't have to be in a party setting. But I know that is hard. Just know you're not alone. There's other people out there who don't like to do that, and that's totally okay if you do. It's totally okay if you don't. Everyone's different, and I think everyone kind of needs to respect where each other's at. We all find interest and joy out of different things, and I think it's really important to listen to yourself, go with where your gut is. I will say there's sometimes where I will randomly be like, oh, okay, I'm kind of in the mood for that, and then I'll actually have fun, and it'll be great. I just don't want to do that every weekend. So I think it really just comes down to knowing yourself and not giving in, because I used to do that so much more. But now I've kind of, I don't know, just become more confident in myself, and I don't really get FOMO anymore. I'm like, great, go have fun. That's awesome. It's just not me. Hi, Ava. First of all, love you and your pod. You're such a ray of sunshine to watch and listen to on YouTube and your podcast. Thank you. Oh, that's so sweet. I love you. Okay, here's my question. I want to be a singer-songwriter so badly, but I'm so scared of showing people songs I've written and even singing in front of people because it's so vulnerable and scary. I'm scared I'll be judged, told I'm not good enough, and I'll have my dreams crushed. It's like they'll be looking into my soul, and it's so scary to be open like that. How can I be more confident to pursue what I desperately want to do with my life and not care if people don't think I'm good? Thanks so much. I hope you're having a good day. You are so sweet. And I think the biggest thing when it comes to stuff like this is that as long as you believe in yourself, That is the biggest and most important thing. You don't want to look back on your life and be like, oh, I wish I pursued this. I wish I pursued that. You never know until you try something. And truly, other people's opinions do not matter. Everyone is going to think differently of your stuff. I have people who don't like my stuff, and that's not going to stop me from doing it because I love it and I think it's great. So it doesn't matter if someone thinks it's not great. And I think in your scenario, if you want to be a singer-songwriter, at some point you will have to kind of get over being vulnerable in your songs and your music, because if you're going to be sharing it to people outside of your family and friends, you know, you're going to be opening yourself up to different opinions and people who don't even know you and will just give you their true opinion because they don't have that filter of like knowing you. And that can be really scary, but I feel like if that's something that you want to do at some point, that's something you're just going to have to deal with, because you're going to get opinions that aren't the best. Sometimes you're going to get great feedback, other times you won't. And when you go into an industry that is public, I feel like you kind of can't really give a shit what other people say, because while it is important in a sense or another, you know, to an extent, people's opinions are important because that will like fuel your career. I think you just have to really believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself and your ability, then no one else is, because you have to see the vision. You have to know exactly what you want and love it so much. And I think that will definitely come across. I think you should keep practicing, keep writing songs, keep writing music, and build your confidence. Maybe show a few people at a time and then expand who you show, and that will build your confidence up. I think it's really important to also know that it's inevitable to get people who don't like your stuff. That is inevitable. There's not going to be one instance where every single person you show likes your stuff when it's on like a big scale. Like for me, when I make a YouTube video and say 100,000 people watch it, I know not every single one of those people is going to like the video, but that's okay because I love what I'm doing. I'm proud of it. I'm happy with it. And that's the most important thing. If people don't think you're good, that is their opinion, but it is not a fact. You know what I mean? So keep pursuing your dreams. You will not regret it. If it doesn't work out, at least you can say you tried. And I think that's something to really, really hone in on and focus on, because, and I think that's something really important to think about, because you don't want to look back on your life and be like, oh, I wish I did this. Why not? What's the worst that's going to happen? At least you can say you did it and you have that experience. The worst thing, it doesn't work out. Okay. But on the flip side, imagine if it does work out and it's great. You will be so happy and so proud of yourself for taking the leap. I think you just have to slowly build up confidence and eventually you will get there, because confidence doesn't come overnight. You definitely have to build it up, but it is totally possible to do that. Hey Ava, firstly, I love you so, so much and you're my comfort YouTuber. Me and my boyfriend broke up a couple of months ago, but I still can't seem to get over him. He treated me so badly towards the end, but I can't stop thinking about the beginning and how good it was. Any advice on how to get over him? Love you. I love you too. I'm so sorry you went through a breakup. But in a way, I'm not sorry, because if he was treating you badly, imagine if you stayed with him, it just would have gotten worse. And you don't deserve to be in a relationship like that. So I'm sorry that you feel horrible, but I'm not sorry that you lost him, especially if he isn't treating you right, because you deserve the world and you deserve someone who's going to give that to you. And here's the thing, someone will. There's someone out there, and this goes to everyone listening. There's someone out there who will exceed your expectations and make you feel so loved and so safe, so you don't have to settle. And I know it's so hard looking back on relationships and thinking about all the good parts and your favorite moments and how much you miss them, but at the same time, you just can't forget how you felt when they were treating you horribly, because if they treat you badly once, they're probably going to do it again. And so I know this is not part of your question, like if you're going to let him back into your life or not. It seems like you guys are still going to be split up since it's been a couple of months, but I know exactly what you mean when you say you still can't get over him. I've been there where you kind of just focus on all the good things and you forget all the shitty, horrible things. And in your mind, you're just like, oh, I miss them. So when I would go through that and think about the good moments, I would literally flood my mind with all the other horrible things that happened, because it did not cancel each other out. The bad outweighed the good. And of course, in the beginning of relationships, that's usually when it's the best, because the beginning is like the honeymoon period. And so it's really easy to look back on beginnings of relationships and be like, oh, but it was so good back then. That was before their true colors were shown. And it sucks, but it's really easy to have a great relationship during the beginning, like honeymoon phase. The real work and kind of like the real part of the relationship comes in when the honeymoon phase is kind of over and you really know each other on like a very deeply personal level. You really see a lot of a person after the honeymoon stage because the act kind of gets dropped and you see them for who they really are. So it's really normal to be at the point where you are, where you're missing this person and you're thinking about all the good stuff. So I think when you go through moments like that, try to put more of that energy that you spend thinking about them into yourself, doing other things that bring you joy, focusing on yourself, because I don't think that's a relationship you would want to like entertain the idea of. And if you go down that path of, oh, but it was so good, and you fall down that rabbit hole, sometimes it's really hard to kind of like get yourself back out. And you're like, oh, but the relationship was so good. And you forget about all the bad stuff. I've seen this happen time and time again, where a girl gets treated horribly by a guy. And then they get back together with them because they're like, oh, but at some point it was so good. No, when they show you their true colors, trust that. You know, in any relationship, there's going to be ups and downs. And it's not always going to be super, super happy and amazing. You know, there is going to be problems in any relationship. But in general, you deserve someone who's going to treat you like a queen. Okay, so my advice to get over him, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm not the best person to ask because I've been in a place at one point where it was like a year and I was not over this one person. So I don't know. I mean, my heart doesn't feel heavy with it. And I don't know when that happened, but eventually the more you pour into yourself and give yourself love, pour your energy into other people who deserve your love and attention, I feel like naturally you do get over it. Sometimes it takes a lot of time. And sometimes time doesn't really heal all wounds. Sometimes you do carry those wounds with you for a really, really long time, no matter how much time passes. But I think the best thing you could do is to just focus on yourself instead of thinking about the past. Maybe if you need to delete all the photos you have together or delete all the texts and kind of like erase all traces, if that's what you have to do, that's how what you have to do. And everyone handles getting over their ex differently. Some people like to remove all traces. Some people like to distract themselves. I think everyone has something that works for them. And so maybe play around with different methods of getting over someone and see what works for you. Hey Ava, I'm having a really hard last month with school and I'm so sad, and I mean so, so freaking tired, mentally especially. It's affecting my weekends too. I can't do anything fun because I'm so tired. I don't want to do anything fun. I don't know what to do. I'm counting down the hours for school to end, but the past 2 weeks have taken such a toll on me, I don't know if I can make it. This email was sent May 7th, and I'm currently reading on May 26th, so hopefully to the person who sent this in, hopefully school is over for you now. I hope you're doing better. If you haven't finished school yet, and to anyone who hasn't finished school yet, and you're in the final stretch, I know this is literally the hardest place to be in, because when you're on that home stretch of finishing something, it just feels endless, but just know you have something to look forward to. You have something to work toward, and it will all be worth it. Soon, within a matter of a few weeks, it'll all be over. You can enjoy your life. You can feel relaxed and stress-free without school. It sucks that, you know, sometimes school puts so much pressure on us and makes us feel so drained and burnt out, but there's always breaks to look forward to. And when you're on those breaks, literally detach, do whatever you gotta do to fully recharge. And I think if you have moments of free time, literally you don't have to do anything. You can do something that's super relaxing, maybe taking a bath, maybe going for a walk, maybe something that really grounds you and makes you forget about all of your problems would be really nice. And I know sometimes we're so busy, it feels like we have no time to do anything, but sometimes you just really have to make the time. So to anyone who's listening to this and you're still in school, keep pushing through. You got this. I believe in you. Soon you will have not a worry about school and it'll feel so, so good. So just think about that. You have that to look forward to. I know it sucks. I know it's hard, but it'll be over soon. And when I am going through like really stressful periods or there's stuff going on in my life that I just want to end so badly, I just remind myself, it's gonna pass. The days will pass, the days will go by, and no matter what happens, at least at some point, it's gonna be over. Hey Ava, love you and your content. I recently did the worst I've ever done in school, and it's my first year in college. I'm taking summer classes, but I feel so discouraged because others seem smarter than me, but I'm trying my best to better myself. Any advice on how to not flunk out again? Ugh, this is such a tough position to be in. Because first of all, the transition from high school to college is sometimes so difficult because in a way, I feel like high school doesn't really fully prepare you for how much different college is. And that's what it's supposed to do, is prepare you. But I have just heard so many stories of people saying that the transition from high school life to college life was so different and it made things really hard for them. And so you're definitely not alone. It's a really hard change to go through. To the person who sent this, I'm so proud of you for trying your best. And you know what? That's okay if your best looks different from someone else's best. All of our best is gonna look different from each other. In a way, it's just like, how can you not be proud of yourself if you are trying your personal best? Even if it's not showing up on paper that way, you know you're trying your best. And I know it's so hard to be in that position because you're like, okay, well, I can't flunk. It's so, so tough. I remember I was in a really hard like math class that was, I think, like 2 grade levels above me. Maybe it was my junior year. And I was having such a hard time. I feel like I couldn't grasp any of the concepts. It was hard because I felt like everyone in my class was getting it and they were just so smart. And I definitely felt like a little bit out of my league. And it was frustrating because I was trying hard. It just wasn't good enough. And it wasn't like showing up that I was trying hard because I would bomb these tests. And so I got a tutor for a little bit. And there's nothing wrong if you need extra help outside of class. Sometimes if you're not understanding a concept or a topic in your class, maybe you need to get someone to explain it to you in a little bit of a different way, because maybe your teacher's teaching style doesn't work for you, and that's okay. I would say try to look for help from other people, have people explain it to you in different ways. I would also find a lot of help through YouTube, surprisingly. In any class that I was struggling in, sometimes I would look it up on YouTube, and it was really nice to have like a visual representation from someone else who wasn't my teacher. Maybe they were teaching it in a little bit of a different way and I understood it more. So hopefully that advice helped. I know it's so hard to be in that position, but I believe in you. You got this. It's gonna take a lot of hard work, and I think you know that, but I think you should be proud of yourself that you're even trying as hard as you are, because sometimes when people fail, they just never try. So I really admire that. I hope you are proud of yourself. Even if it's not showing up on paper that you're doing well, just know that it is really amazing that you are trying so hard. And sometimes it might take you a little bit longer than others to understand a concept, and that's okay. We can't be the best at everything in our life, but we can control how hard we try. I believe in you. The On My Mind podcast listeners believe in you, and best of luck for summer school. You got this. Hi Ava, I'd like to get advice on how to find myself. I've been struggling with self-image and how to become my best self. I'm also in a phase where I don't feel much, even though I want to feel every emotion possible. I just feel numb. I feel you on that. I have gone through phases like that. I hate when you want to like feel good again, but everything just like kind of passes you by. You feel numb, like how you said. That's the worst. So I understand where you're coming from. I think that happens when you're just overstimulated with everything. There's so much going on in your life and things just kind of like pass you by, and it's really hard to enjoy things. So I don't know, when I was going through that, I really tried to slow down a little bit, do things for me, do things that felt good, and just know that you will come out of this and you're not always going to feel like this. I always felt comforted knowing that that feeling was fleeting and I would feel good again. But you know, sometimes that's just life. You're gonna have really great moments, and sometimes you're gonna have moments where you're like, what the hell is going on? I feel sad. I feel down. I don't know what I'm doing with myself. What I've always noticed is that things always turn out. That feeling never lasts forever, even though in those moments it feels like it does. I think in order to find yourself and boost your self-image and become your best self, you have to do stuff that makes you feel good. If you notice something doesn't make you feel the best, don't do it. Like for me, I noticed that spending lots of time scrolling on social media, scrolling through people's profiles made me feel like shit. And so now I really monitor how much I scroll on Instagram because it wasn't really making me feel good. And sometimes you need to look at those patterns. Sometimes you need to look at who you have in your life that, you know, maybe don't make you feel good and uplifted. There's so many different factors to what might be bringing you down. And sometimes I think you need to like find some of those root causes of, okay, what's making me feel horrible? What's making me feel like this, like that? And then when you figure out what those things are, put a stop to them. Bring more things into your life that bring you joy and bring you happiness and uplift you. And I think that's a really good start. Another thing, this is gonna be so annoying because I'm like promoting myself here, but I did an episode on finding yourself in your 20s. And even if you're not in your 20s, I think it's a good episode to listen to because it's not advice that's only for people in their 20s. If you want to hear me go more in depth, you should definitely go give that a listen. But my main points kind of were that you don't ever really find yourself. You create yourself, and what you do, like in your daily routines, your daily habits, forms who you are. There's endless possibilities of who you could be, and you can create that for yourself. So that's kind of what I talked about in that episode. Again, if you want a little bit more in-depth advice, I would definitely go listen to that. Hi, Ava. I would love to hear some advice from you about not having plans or big goals for the future. And as someone about to start in college, I'm afraid that I don't have any goals in mind right now. I just want to kind of go with the flow of things. And I've always felt bothered when adults ask me, what are your plans? I love your pod. Of course, you and your YouTube videos. They always add so much positivity in my day. That is so sweet. Thank you. And I've definitely been there before. I think so many people struggle with the same thing, but not a lot of people talk about it. You know, because no one wants to admit that they have no idea what they're doing. But honestly, every single person I've ever met is kind of just winging it. They're kind of just going with the flow. And while I do think it's good to have a general plan and goals for your future, for some people, if you're not someone who like has any idea what they want to do, I think the best thing is to just do everything in your power to set yourself up for a good future. You said you're about to start college, which is great. You're getting an education, which I think is awesome, and that will definitely open the door for you with other opportunities after college. But I do think there's so much pressure to find your dream job and your dream like career. There's so much pressure around that, and I feel like for so many people, they don't know what that's going to be. And so it just leads to like this frantic feeling where you're like, I have no idea what my passion is. I don't know what I want to pursue. I don't know what my dream is. I don't dream of a job. Like, I don't have a dream job. That is totally normal. I saw this TikTok the other day. I always reference TikToks. I'm so sorry. I'm Gen Z, okay? But this one went pretty viral and a lot of people were agreeing with it. So I think it relates to this situation. This person was talking about how you don't have to find your dream job, your dream career, your passion. You just have to find a job that you can tolerate, that pays your bills, and that can support the lifestyle that you want to live. And so many people in the comments were just agreeing with how they don't know what they want to do. Like, they don't have a dream job, and a lot of people don't. I know it's really easy to compare yourself when you have people in your life or people you see online who have their dream job, but for a lot of people, that's not the case, and it's really normal. But this TikTok was basically just talking about how you don't have to find that. And it's not always the end goal to have a dream job. For some people, it's just not. And so for you, since you talk about not really knowing what you want to do with your future, if you don't know right now, that's okay. Maybe it'll show itself to you. If you don't know right now, that's really normal. When you first enter college, you don't know how much you're going to change. You don't know how your personality is going to shift, how your passions are going to shift. So who knows? You might be in a really different place in a few years from now when you graduate, and you might want to know exactly what you want to do, but you're still super young. And I know there's so much pressure to have it all figured out, especially when people ask you, what are your plans? Which I hate that question. But say when you graduate from college and you're still maybe in the same place, I think that TikTok, oh my gosh, not me referencing TikToks. I'm so annoying. Sorry. But I think it's really relevant to this question, because I think sometimes if you don't have a dream job, you just need to find a job that you tolerate, that you don't absolutely hate, because you don't want to work a job that you hate, just something that will support your lifestyle and then do things that make you happy in your free time and with that money from that job. Then I think that's also a really like great option for people who don't dream of a job or have a dream job. Hey Ava, lately some things have been going on in my school with a lot of negativity and toxicity, and I'm really trying to not let it get to me. Could you give me some advice on just dealing with mean people? I love your podcast, by the way, and was literally so excited when you started one after I've been following your Instagram. You're so inspiring and honest. I love it. Please keep doing what you're doing forever. That is the sweetest thing. I love you so much. Honestly, I could go on this topic for a long, long time, but I'm gonna keep this concise because I think the main thing that needs to be said here is that you should not give people, like mean people, any power, anything to work with when dealing with them. Because if you give them that power, if you give them the satisfaction of a reaction or, you know, whatever it is, if you're mean back, sometimes that just fuels them more. It fuels their fire. Dealing with mean people is always shitty. It's a really difficult thing to navigate. But if there's anything that I've learned, it's just not to add fuel to that and not to add fuel to them, because clearly they are going through stuff that is making them mean. Because I don't know, I feel like every mean person probably has something going on and you just never know what that is. I feel like no one like naturally is mean. I feel like something has always happened for them to be that way. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I think the best thing you could do is to try and be the bigger person. And I know that's so cliche. But again, it's cliche for a reason. Because when you can just turn the other cheek and show kindness to them, it kind of leaves them feeling like defeated. Because I feel like mean people want a reaction out of you. They want to start something. If you don't let them, it kind of like dulls their... But it like kind of makes them take a step back because they're like, whoa, that was not the reaction I wanted / expected. Because usually when people are mean to you, it's very easy to be mean back. And I'm not saying to let people stomp all over you. That is different. But when someone is just being rude for no reason, I don't know, I just wouldn't give them any attention or like satisfaction of letting it bother you. Even if it does bother you, sometimes you just can't let that show because again, they want that. They want to see you being hurt by it. So for me, when I see like a really mean comment, I won't even respond. It would be so easy for me to like clap back. And there's been times when I have, but that's just what they want. They want to see you get mad. They want a reaction and that makes them feel good. They'll just keep going and going if you give them anything to work with. And so I don't know. I don't see people commenting mean stuff on my things and me not responding as them stomping all over me. But I just see it as I am not giving them any power, any time of day, or any satisfaction. So I am taking my power back because you just went through all that work to be mean and be rude and it leaves them like feeling defeated. Hey Ava, I'm about to graduate high school in less than a week and I'd like advice on how to deal with being done with high school and moving on to this new chapter of college and trying to find a job and just kind of living on my own for the first time. I'll have my roommates, of course, but they're just random girls I found. Thank you, love the pod, and you. Oh my goodness, yes, that is such a big transition, so much change all at once. Again, that transition from high school to college is just so crazy, especially when you leave home to go to college. I feel like there's so much comfort in knowing that you're not alone in this and that basically almost every single freshman in college right now is probably gonna feel the same as you do. But I think my biggest advice on being done with high school and moving into this new chapter is to just know that so many things await you in this new period of life. You know, there's gonna be ups, there's gonna be downs, but there's just gonna be so much excitement. You're gonna make some amazing friends. You're gonna make amazing experiences that you would never have otherwise. You might be entering your favorite phase of life. Who knows? This could be one of the best things you've ever done. And I feel like, I don't know, there's just so much excitement in knowing that you're gonna make so many memories that will last you forever. I feel like if you look at it like that and know that you have a lot to look forward to, you're gonna grow into a new person and change and grow. Sometimes it might take a little bit for you to get into the groove of new things. It might feel really new and scary, and you might, you know, sometimes hate it at first just because it is so different, but you will adjust. Humans adapt to what they're given. And so you will adapt, you will adjust to your new situation, your new life. I know for so many people that their college experience is a million times better than their high school one. And so who knows? It might be a million times better and you won't even miss high school. It'll just be, oh, like those were good memories. High school was fun, but I love this phase of my life even more. So you have that to look forward to. I'm so excited for you. Okay, we're gonna end things up here right after this. This is gonna be the last advice email that I read. Hi Ava, I was hoping for some advice on how to get out of a low point in my life. I've been in a funk for 6+ months now and I have no clue how to get out of it. Thank you, I love you and your podcast so much. Thank you for listening, you're so sweet. It's so hard. I feel like everyone has a different like recipe to getting out of weird moods or a funk. And I don't know, everyone's different when it comes to that. I'm sure you've tried a lot of things to try and get out of it. Sometimes when you try super hard, it just feels so pointless because you don't get anywhere. So I know that is super frustrating. I think I could give a lot of different advice here. But for me, what I've noticed when I'm in a funk, in a rut, sometimes the best thing is to just like change something up, do something different, add a little bit of like change, a little bit of spice to your life. If everything feels kind of like monotonous. Hello? I don't know. Like I said, it's so hard because everyone is different. So I can only kind of speak what works for me. Sometimes I'll listen to like a super motivational podcast and that kind of gets me pumped up. Maybe it's a self-help book that kind of kicks my ass and is like, girl, get to work. What are you doing? That kind of like motivates you. Maybe it's something a little more gentle, like a self-help book that comforts you. I don't know. Everyone responds to things differently. Some people, when they're in a funk, want to get like their ass kicked and like whipped into shape. And some people want or need something a little more of like a gentle push. Another thing that I really like to do is watching like productive vlogs on YouTube. It's so funny because sometimes that makes me feel like shit and then other times it motivates me. So it really depends what mood I'm in. But I feel like a podcast or a YouTube video that motivates you, that kind of inspires you to get up and do something, can be really good. At least for me, that's what I've found. Also, sometimes just like getting out of my normalcy, going somewhere new. It doesn't have to be far. It doesn't have to be crazy. Maybe it's going out in nature and maybe you feel recharged by nature. Maybe you haven't like connected with nature recently. I don't know. Everyone's different. Maybe you could even set up like a whole reset day or 2 days or 3 days where you just reset everything in your life, clean everything, clean out your closet, change your bed sheets, maybe get a haircut. I don't know. Everyone is different, okay? I'm not telling you to go cut your hair if you don't want to. But sometimes you just gotta change it up. I do think a good reset routine, like a good refresh, would be really helpful because sometimes when you're in a rut for a really long time, your environment just like doesn't feel that good. There's lots of great reset routine videos on YouTube. I've made a few if you want to check them out. I always find doing like a sort of reset really helpful. And I don't know, just also doing things that feel good for my body, like moving it, feeding it well, that always just makes me feel really good. So I think maybe you can try out different things from what I just said and see what works for you. I'm wishing you the best of luck. I know ruts suck, but you will come out of it. And with that, that is all of my advice. Again, I don't really know if it was that good this time. Sometimes I black out when I'm giving advice and I'm just like, what the hell did I just say? But I hope it helped. My fingers are crossed. If anything, maybe it gave you guys a little bit more perspective, a different opinion. At the end of the day, you need to do what's best for you and only you know that, because all I am doing is like reading a short email and giving you advice based on that email, but you know yourself really well. Anyway, hope I didn't give any bad advice, but you never know how it's going to be perceived. So anyway, thanks for listening. That was all the advice on my mind.